Hey, I'm Heath, and I have some opinions. Why should you listen to me? You shouldn't.
Warning, Heath's opinions are unpopular and not facts. If you become offended at any time during this podcast, eat it.
And just a quick prologue for all you hooligans out there. Some of this stuff in this podcast may not make a whole lot of sense because we just started getting ultra fancy in Bougie Town by recording our conversations and slapping those babies on YouTube. So go check that video out, because you can see all of our beautifully ugly mugs talk about all this junk, and it'll probably be way more entertaining. So check our YouTube video. Do it now. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Heath's Unpopular Opinion. And this time, we got a visual. We got eyeballs this time. You can see my room. You can see all of us. It's a very special edition today. We got our roommates. This guy, this fourth guy over here is not our roommate, but he just was here for the time being, so he came in too. And then this is Noah, and they can all see his happy face. He's been on all the episodes. But dang, has today been awful. Man, let me get some crap out my system really fast, man. Y'all ever played the game Super Mario Strikers Charged, man? Because today, we played it a lot, and we couldn't beat Diddy Kong on the Crystal Cup, and my throat is actually really sore, so I may be hoarse after this from screaming so much about how much I hate that game. And actually, talk about your experience today, Caden, because I got all of our roommates, man, with this food delivery crap, and he just had a really bad experience, and I want him to share it.
Bro, I got this order, and I was like, $15, sweet. That's a pretty decent size order. I showed up to the restaurant like 5 minutes early, see if it was ready. They were like, 10, 15 minutes, we'll be done. I was like, okay, I can wait 10, 15 minutes. 10, 15 minutes goes by. I go and ask again. He says 10, 15 minutes. I wait there for over an hour. I get up there. I'm like, hey, I need my food. And I'm going to spare you all like the vulgarities and everything like that that I said to the manager. But
it was brutal, man.
Just, yeah, he's like, give me my freaking food.
I was like, if you don't get it out here right now, I'm going to cause some problems. Heath heard the whole thing. He can vouch it was pretty brutal.
Yeah. And cursing.
Then I finally got my food. And I had to go to like an ER to deliver it. And there were like four different entrances. She was like, leave it at the front desk. But there was like a main entrance and a front entrance. And then there was like the emergency entrance. And I was like, which one do I go through? And then she was all like not happy with me because it took me like an hour and a half to get this $115 delivery done.
Sounds beautiful.
It was.
Indian restaurants. Don't do it. Yeah. It gives you the runs.
Was the food cold?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that sucks. That's the worst part of the story.
Did you at least get a tip?
Well, I didn't have to eat it. It was somebody else's food.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, I guess that's fine.
Yeah.
You didn't suffer, so you're good.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I did, but whatever. I'm over it.
And for future reference, if you see me looking down and texting somebody, it's because I'm trying to sell some freaking giant stormtroopers off of Facebook Marketplace. So don't worry about that either. But anywho, let's begin the questions, man. Who is asking the first one? Drop some junk. All right. Full send it.
All right. So where does the forehead begin and end on a bald person?
You're giving me some gross mental images right now. I'm just gonna have to say when it starts going in the butthole. That's about it. Where it just goes down the crack all the way down your back. Bada boom. A wise man once told me that the human body is like a donut. Stay with me here. Stay with me, man. You got your mouth hole and you got your butthole, and then your whole, like the outside of your body is like the curvy part of a donut, and the donut hole is like the stuff inside of you and all your organs, because it's like one straight path. So you're just like a giant walking donut. I don't know why that came to my brain, but just in case you need a little science today. I hope that is sufficient for you.
That is so, yes, that's an acceptable answer.
That's about that. And don't date girls with six heads or above. Like, you know how they call it like a four head, but then there's like a five head.
Five then you head, got six yeah. head. That's yeah. what I'm talking about.
I mean, never even heard five that is stretching it.
These are important things, Isaac. Important things. I'm glad it's that great. This is being beneficial for you. All right. It's more than an hour of a counseling session. Hey, sorry for my squeaking office chair. You know how it is. $15 at Walmart. You know how it be. Look at this bad boy.
I'm not even going to edit that out. I'm leaving it in.
Now you can see how bootleg this entire podcast is. And maybe someone will freaking donate something one day. I'm waiting, people.
I am too.
Please give him some money. He made a pathetic sandwich today. It was cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce.
Oh, the three ingredients made to live.
Made in the toaster, baby. Not even grilled cheese.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, that's what we're living off of. Anyway, before this gets too depressing, what's the next question?
I have a decent question. Are any of Taylor Swift's albums actually worthy of the rewards they've received?
What rewards have they received in the first place?
I'm pretty sure all of them have received pretty much every reward an album can receive.
Like what? I can't even think of an album award. Like, good song.
Like a Grammy.
Yeah, like a Grammy. Is that the one where Kanye got up and said, like, she shouldn't have this?
He's like, I don't remember who he said was better, but he's like, yeah, Taylor doesn't deserve this.
I think he said Beyonce was better than Taylor.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Grammys were for TV shows.
I mean, you could probably get one.
That is an Emmy. That is an Emmy.
But who the freak is Oscar?
Oscars are for movies. And Tonys are for Broadway shows.
These names are trash bag.
They're all friends.
Who the heck came up with that?
It's a group.
We're gonna make a
homies.
Heath Award. We're gonna call the Heath Award the Heathinator.
Like that. Yeah, it's only for crap podcasts.
Exactly.
Who's got the worst podcast?
I like this plan, but I guess back to the original question. Some about Taylor Swift songs. Do I like Taylor Swift songs? The newer stuff, not as much as I hate that stupid old pickup truck you never let me drive, sucker. Yeah. That one. Yeah.
That was a good remix.
That one's a good one. There was a catchy one. And Shake It Off, man. I don't know why people don't like that song. I mean, I'm actually thinking about it.
Was that Taylor Swift?
Oh, yeah.
No one else can do that mess.
T-Swizzle.
I will say it's even better when Dwayne Johnson does it, though.
Huh?
I've never heard it done by Dwayne Johnson.
No.
Like he sings it?
Yeah, he's singing and dancing.
Is this some Moana? I want to watch it.
It's the sing-along version.
I am definitely looking up after that. After this. But, yeah. I really like Shake It Off. And every other song is just kind of filler. It was all just basically leading up to Shake It Off. That was the pinnacle of the career. And then everything else, especially that weird emo album where she's like, I'm dead or something. Snakes are my symbol. Yeah, that's dumb. That's a no-go.
Hey, my brother Isaac said it best. He's like, I know why she sings about snakes. Because she is one.
Oh!
Direct quote.
Hear that, Taylor Swift? I know you're listening. Don't play your crap with me. Now you know. Careful. Go back to the olden days for your real, for your true followers.
You might get a defamation lawsuit with that.
A what lawsuit?
You know, a lawsuit.
Oh. Man, lawsuits. I wish I could sue somebody. But that's a whole other topic. What's the next question? Keep them coming, baby.
Okay. What is your favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
To be honest, I only thought there was the one, National Treasure.
Okay, well, there's also there two of those.
Oh.
Oh,
I am behind.
There's also Ghost Rider.
Bro, didn't he play in the Croods?
That's true.
I think he did. I think he did.
He was the daddy.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I did not know that either. Wow, that changes the game. Well, that is definitely Croods. That is actually a really underrated movie. That movie is freaking hilarious. Teaches you a lot about friendship, family. Now you're just making stuff up. There's no way he was in Nemo. If he was, I could see him being Bruce, the big sharky shark. Everyone's like, ugh, no one likes you in the first place. Now you're Nicolas Cage. Yeah, National Treasure. End of story. What's the next one?
Okay, here's my question. You know how, like, you go to somebody's house and they have, like, one drawer in their kitchen that's just dedicated to, like, sauce packets from fast food restaurants that they just order, like, tons of sauce packets and then they, like, bring it home and put it in the drawer? Like, why don't they just buy the bottle?
What crack house are you living in?
Yeah, bro. Not my house.
I was like, I thought that was only my mom. I didn't know that was, like, a giant worldwide thing. My mom does the same thing, except it's all in the refrigerator.
What are your thoughts on it?
Do you have an addiction to sauce packets?
Well, let me tell you the best meal you can make out there. If you're a little bit hungry, just grab a little 10-pack of Ritz. Grab any sauce you want, man. Mix and match. Slippity slop, bippity bop, in the belly. And then you just go full ham, man. That's the best meal. Somebody told me like this once, man, is that it's whenever you go to fast food restaurants and stuff, you don't go there for the chicken or the chips or whatever the heck you're dipping in your sauce. Whatever that is, it's just the vehicle to get the sauce into your mouth.
Yes, the vessel. That was me, I think. It was the vessel.
The vessel. For the sauce.
At what point do you just start using a spoon, though?
That's why I...
Because it's not socially acceptable yet.
Yeah, I wish people would just chill out with that. I mean, yeah, it looks weird when you're just sitting there licking the inside of a sauce packet really creepily. But I don't know. I definitely think that needs to be normalized in our culture and society. Because some of that stuff is dang tasty.
Okay, but what sauce?
All of them, except for ranch.
What?
Accurate, actually.
Boy been in Utah, he's had plenty of ranch.
Yeah, ranch sucks. What do you have to say?
My fingers. Well, I have an embarrassing story to admit. It's pretty short. Basically, I was at a swim meet. Swam for a really long time. I was like 12. And my mom's like, what do you want to eat? I was like, I would love some Chick-fil-A. So I went to Chick-fil-A. Went through the drive-thru. I got the barbecue sauce. This, you know, I like it. I ate my sandwich in like 0.5 seconds. Like, it was gone. And I was like, I want another one. So my mom went in to get me another one. And I'm sitting in the car and I'm starving. And I look and I have 3 barbecue sauce packets sitting there. So I opened them and drank them.
I did that today.
And it was really good. I admit it. I loved it. I didn't even feel bad.
I just like the way you said you didn't like lick it out, but you drank them.
I drank it. Like
a little Slurpee. Nice.
Yeah.
Dang, that's cool.
That's something.
Yes, there should be any shame. That's what the Heathenator Award goes to, man. The sauce sippers. Sauce lickers. Out there, man. Yeah, I don't know. What was the original question about?
Just what are your thoughts on that when people just hoard fast food sauce packets rather than just buying the bottle?
Well, in most places, I can't even think of a place you can buy a bottle like Chick-fil-A sauce.
And if, they sell it at Walmart.
Yeah, how much is it? Probably $35 a little this because it's Chick-fil-A.
No, it's like $3.75.
Are you serious?
That's baloney, man.
Dead serious.
When does Walmart close? Damn, looks like we're making a midnight stop at the Walmart. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just a lot more convenient to snag your sauces at the place because they're free. And whenever there's those people at the fast food restaurants where they're like, oh, it takes 25 cents to get your sauce, that's whenever you just get angry and you just punch them and you snag the sauce. But I'll tell you what's funky is that freaking in our where I used to live, our refrigerator shelf with my family is where I used to live. If you ever been to Sonic, Get one of them delish soft pretzels. Pretzels. Get a soft pretzel. So tasty, so salty, man. But they always come with this stuff that is so obviously not cheese. And it doesn't even taste like cheese. But it still tastes pretty good when you dip the pretzel in it. So I guess that's what's most important. But it comes with this weird sauce mixture.
Yellow chemicals.
Dip. Yeah. Margarine. Cheese margarine. But you're dipping this junk in there. But in our refrigerator shelf, it's stacks on stacks on stacks of these cylinders of this ugly cheese concoction. And it is bad mess ugly, man. But it's just always in there. No one's ever going to eat it. And we all know it. But it's just there just in case. Oh, I don't know. It's okay. Like for rats.
So in Nevada, in Walmart, I've seen them sell. They had just shelves of those gallon cans of that nasty cheese stuff.
Ugh. Nevada.
Talking about queso?
No, I'm talking about the yellow chemicals they call cheese.
It's the slop. It's the yellow slop, man. It's like American cheese, but melted down. American cheese. I love America, but that's by far the worst cheese ever made. Like those little flappy singles that don't make any sense. Bro, so bad. Bro, so bad.
It tastes really good whenever you grill cheese it.
Isaac?
What?
Don't make me kick you out of this Zoom meeting.
I'm poor. Anything tastes good right now. I'm
not the singles, man. Did you not hear what I made for Levi earlier today? You can make anything, but don't use the daggum American singles, man. Kraft.
He used the shredded stuff.
The shreds.
Actually, that brings up a good block.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. My sister used to just take the big block and just eat out of it, not even cut it off.
Oh, yeah.
But what was I about to say? Oh, yeah. Last thing before we get out of cheese is the daggum. You know those little packages with the holes with the plastic that you see like you're walking down in the refrigerator aisle of Walmart and you see all the packages where it's like Italian mixture or Mexican blend of cheese and it's just all shredded cheese but they all look the same. I'm pretty sure it's all the exact same cheese and they just put different titles on it.
Bro, they're just different races.
Different races of cheese. Like this.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's the Italian ones. That's daggum, cut their legs off and put it in a bag kind of deal.
Heck yeah. They grow them in different areas.
I kind of want to explore that more, but I also kind of don't. Somebody else will give me another question.
I got a degree in cheese history.
Cheese history.
No, I'm not that depressed.
Cheese history. Pistory.
What do you think about those people?
I got a question.
Go for it.
Oh, send it.
What was the dumbest thing you've ever done?
Just went for the jugular.
Oh my gosh. I mean, like, number one, dumbest thing I've ever done in my entire life. Bro, number one.
Hey, Heath, tell him the toilet paper thing.
Yo, that's actually a good one. That's actually going by y'all standards, at least. Thanks, because I was really drawing a blank, because I've actually never done anything dumb in my life. So, oh, here we go. I love how uninsecure I am to just tell all of you this to your faces. But here's the story. Me. I did not know for a large portion of my life what toilet paper was for. I was like, I would go to the toilet and I'd be like, I thought that was just for cleaning up the toilet seat. Like if you peed on the edge of the toilet and you just had to wipe it up really fast or something like that. Or if you were taking a poop and you're peeing at the same time, you just kind of use it to wad in there to fix your aim. But what really happens there was apparently you're supposed to wipe your butt with it or something. And I literally remember the day that I learned that. And I was in Beaufort and I'm pretty sure I was in middle school.
Oh my goodness.
I was, yeah.
So are you telling me you went all the way up to middle school without wiping your butt? Oh my
goodness. I brushed my teeth. I did everything else right. I put on deodorant.
So what did you do to wipe your butt? Did you just take a shower? Man.
I took showers. I mean, I assumed the water ran down and occasionally helped out some.
With you the butt sprayed stink. The hole down there?
I just never thought it was necessary to clean. Like, it's between your cheeks, bro. Like, what? No one's going to be crawling in there. Like, what's the deal? Doesn't make any sense.
My face hurts.
My life's been horrible ever since I learned that. It was a simpler time.
Bro, don't go back.
So long story short, Heath didn't wipe his butt until he was like 12.
No regrets, kids.
So was he truly potty trained?
Bro, you told me that story. I did not believe you like at all.
Oh man. Yeah, I don't even know what else to say about that.
Is there anything that you could?
I mean, if you want, I can show you what my butt looks like now that I clean it.
I'm good. I'm good.
Those pants up.
Oh, you got to show us how you pee while you're on Skype with us.
Okay. Actually, do you want to see my pee bottle? Now that we're on? Do you think that would freak people out?
Full send. Full send.
Katie, will you grab it for me? Yeah, it's right over there. Oh,
gross.
Over there. The true bond. True bond of brothership, man. Isaac would have done the same. Jeez. Take a look at this bad boy.
Is that an actual pee bottle? Away.
Don't feed it to me. Gross. I'm not that insane.
Or is it just applesauce?
I clean it twice a week. Don't sweat it, man.
Bro, why do you have a pee bottle next to your bed?
Dude. Why does no one else, man?
Because I'm normal.
Why would you rather get up from the comfort of your own daggone bed in 2:30 a.m. than just lean a little bit to the left, relieve yourself, and go right back to bed? You can do it half sleeping.
Because it's like people sleepwalking,
but it's sleep pee-peeing, bro.
What if you fall asleep while holding it?
Dude, I'm with Heath on this one. It's normal.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's just your personal problem, man. Just don't drop it, bro.
I feel like it's not normal to do it, but I feel like it's revolutionary.
I don't care about culture or society or anything. I just need one woman to wife, which is going to be hard after showing that pee bottle.
Yeah, after she sees this, dude, you're done.
You know, I have an idea for you. Make sure she's blind.
Yeah, I have a good idea for you.
Maybe both.
Say make sure she's blind.
Mute. Make sure she's mute.
So I have a good idea for you with that pee bottle. So
let's hear it, man.
Have you ever seen the movie Dumb and Dumber 2?
Oh, no.
No. I saw the trailer with that hairy dog car, but that was it.
All right, so in the movie at the beginning, one of the people has this tube in their penis so that whenever they pee, it just goes into a bag right next to them.
It's called a catheter.
Yeah, it's a catheter.
They have those at hospitals.
You should get one.
Like you so got then, one for fun?
Sort of, yeah.
Those have to be professionally inserted.
Oh, please, anyone can do it.
Okay, well...
Just look up on YouTube.
Okay, I think we're done here. No, don't do that.
Let's move forward.
See, so instead of doing that, you can just carry your own portable little pee container. $5.55, and you can get a special second one for free with a free manual and a free sticker at the end of this episode. Use the discount code hashtag HeathsPP is too yellow.
Or use an empty 2-liter bottle.
Yeah, or that if you're saving because you're a cheapskate. But yeah, God, where did that even come from? What were we even talking about beforehand?
The dumbest thing you ever did was not wipe till you were in middle school.
Oh yeah.
And it just like somehow it went downhill from there.
Yeah, but frankly, we're just trying to change the world over here, and if you think I'm insane, that means I'm doing something right. So eat it. Didn't someone else have another question?
I was going to ask you a question that seems trivial now after all of that. But I was going to ask what you thought about people that spend like $100,000 on like one Pokemon card because it's old.
Ooh, tricky. Well, by tricky, I mean, it's actually not tricky at all because you're a dipstick if you're spending much money on a stupid piece of paper. You could have spent $100,000 on anything, and you're buying a Pokemon card. Don't get me wrong. I still play Pokemon, even though I hate it a lot. But why are why? That's not even cool. It's not even, they're not even that cool to look at. It's not cool. You want me to tell you a little secret? All these people dropping hours in video games, man, especially Pokemon. I spent $8. I spent $8 on eBay once, and some guy hooked me up. Some guy hooked me up into my account and transferred me every Pokemon ever. Male, female versions of all of them, and they were all shiny. And that's all I gotta say. $8, saved thousands of hours, and look at me now. Look at me now. That's all I gotta say. Don't spend that much money on a Pokemon card, but if you spend it on, let's say, swords, yeah, that's fine. That's okay. They're practical, but not a stupid Pokemon card. Yeah. That's my thoughts on that. Some of you may think I'm insane for spending $8 on that, but I don't care because they just look cool. Pokemon and cars and other stuff, it's not about your strength. It's about how cool they look. Amen. What, yeah. I think that's everything, right?
That's all I have.
Booyah. Booyah. Sorry, this pop-up. Scary stuff is happening. We're just going to go ahead and close the episode out. I love you all. Thanks for watching my PP. Goodbye, everybody. I love you.